This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Yep, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Football Friday to you. Excited for the weekend that is in all sorts of different sports. Personally, got some Rockets on the brain, but also college football playoff happening. Four interesting wild card matchups before we get to the main event this weekend, which is your Texans facing off against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Monday night. Of course, you'll hear that here on Sports Radio 610, as you hear all Texans games, because this is your home of the Houston Texans. But when this game gets here on Friday, John Lopez and Figgy Fig and listeners, 713-572-4610. Very simple question. Who has the edge at quarterback?
I love this question. And if you're listening, if you're watching, do the exact same thing. By the way, on YouTube, Twitch, feel free to comment. Wherever. You happen to be listening. I want y'all to do the exact same thing. I'm going to ask Reggie and I'm going to ask Figgy. Let's not, before we start thinking about it and talking about it, when I say who has the edge at quarterback, boom, first name to come in mind. Like, what's your gut tell you? Don't think about it. Don't think about it.
CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
Your gut's Aaron Rodgers?
My gut was Aaron Rodgers.
It's a historical context. It's not its experience that comes through.
Now,
here,
when
right?
I think that's about
it. That's the part that kind of scares me a little bit.
Yeah.
That's Aaron Rodgers over there.
I've said it 100 times this week. That's Aaron Rodgers. Now, when I think about it and talk about it, I can talk myself into CJ Stroud in a heartbeat.
I think that's the thing is there's reasons on either side that could get you to either answer. Mm-hmm. I think I might be doing, and I don't think I'm doing him a disservice, but there's a possibility that I'm doing Aaron Rodgers a disservice in a way that I generally do, because I am, if you don't know, 33 years of age. Not old, but also not like I'm not a child, but I'm on the younger side of things, I imagine, of a lot of the people that are in on this conversation right now. And I think sometimes I can soar with youthful ignorance when it comes to the back half of certain players' careers. Now, it's a very particular circumstance with Tom Brady, but I was very much one of those people that for a number of years was like, here it comes. Tom Brady's washed.
Yes.
Right. But he was an anomaly. But I am the person that when I see those declines, it does set in a lot stronger for me than I imagine some other people. And so for Aaron Rodgers, we've seen declines in there. Now, he could still rip that football. Mm-hmm. We were talking to Nick Faribault, and that was one of the things he made mention of. But he doesn't do it as frequently. And there's a clear limiting that he's put on his capabilities himself, because of his decision to not want to be hit, which is a reasonable decision to come to, but he doesn't want to get hit. The offense that they have right now so much limits what his capabilities are just because he's getting the ball out quickly and he's getting the ball out into shallow places and letting their talent show up with the ball in their hands rather than getting downfield and letting his arm get that, you know, pick up yards that way. And so I think when you mitigate that portion of it, the brain is still there for him, but when you mitigate that portion of it, the athleticism that has always been a calling card for Aaron Rodgers, it makes it less of a selection for me than CJ Stroud, who we're seeing, utilize some of that more and more, especially over the last stretch of the season.
As we talk this out, I want our listeners and viewers to just immediate gut instinct who has the quarterback edge. Now, what you just said about Aaron Rodgers and all that, I can talk myself into C.J. Stroud so easily because C.J. Stroud does have some good playoff experience already.
Yes.
I mean, he's been able to do it. He does have big playmaking ability, even though, as we've talked about a million times, you know, somewhat limited in this offense and all that. He can be mobile, and mobility, as much as it might hurt Aaron Rodgers, can really be the difference in this game for C.J. Stroud. So, like I said, my gut said Aaron Rodgers because that's Aaron Rodgers. And most importantly, as we've heard this week, as we've talked about this week, there is nothing wrong with his arm or between the ears. Like, he is as good as he's been.
The only thing between the ears would be that thing of how much do you want to stand in and get those hits?
No, I'm talking about just reading defense, making the plays, knowing where to take the ball, calling the plays and all that. So you can talk yourself into either side. But this is what C.J. Stroud said about a guy that, like you and many others, you know, he kind of idolized.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of, you know, Aaron. I love what he does. You know, he's been a heck of a player. You know, I think he's a top three quarterback to ever touch a football. You know, he's done some really cool things in the sports. His mechanics are through the roof. His, you know, ability to, you know, use his pronation on his wrist and how he flicks the ball is just dope. And I'm a big fan of his. So, you know, this will be my second time facing against him. And, you know, I'm a big fan of his, and I'm, you know, going to, you know, not be rooting for him on Monday night. But I think, you know, he's a heck of a player, and I have a lot of respect for him. And, you know, he's done it for a long time and is even doing it at a high level, you know, at, you know, his age now and, you know, year 21 or whatever it is for him. So a lot of respect for him.
We talk about styles and defenses and rush-ins and, you know, running games and all those things are going to be huge factors. It's these two dudes, man. You know, ultimately, there is going to be a play one way or the other, one side or the other.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And can I stop and say, hearing that C.J. Stroud cut there from his availability yesterday, I absolutely love hearing football people get nerdy about football.
Yeah.
Surprising, right?
About how he's flicking the wrist.
Yeah, he talked.
It's dope.
He threw that pronation in there. And I was like, okay, we are in the meeting room. We're having the inside conversations where they are not trying to dumb it down for those of us on the outside.
Yeah,
I love it because you hear the love of football that pops up when they start doing that, but you get that different insight. But coming back to what you're talking about, I think that oftentimes we can oversimplify what is a relatively simple game of football, but we can make it too simple at times. This is one of those places where I don't think you're wrong to simplify. There's clearly going to be a lot more that impacts this football game and any football game.
Sure.
But because of the styles make fights aspect of this and the way in which you have a little bit of Spider-Man meme and the styles that these particular offenses want to take or just teams in general want to take to a football game, there is an element of this game where you ask yourself, is it going to come down to which quarterback gives you more on given day?
Yeah.
And I think it's fair to acknowledge that Aaron Rodgers has something to give in that. Is it weird that I am in a place where I think CJ Stroud will rise to the occasion, especially because of something that we had talked about? I don't know if it was earlier this week. Yeah, it was earlier this week, and I think it was with Ron. This team, in some ways, feels like it's limiting. However, the way that they've limited him, I think they are also challenging him, CJ Stroud, the him that I'm speaking of, to be excellent, but in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Be excellent in your details. Be excellent in your ball placement. Be excellent in your reading of this defense. And I think that he has shown strides in that. He's not perfect in that. There's still growth that's there to have. But I've seen those instances. I'm trying to remember, was it week 18 where he just throws a keyhole pass? And I'm like, I don't think that was the right read on that. It was a double slant.
Mm-hmm.
And the inside slant is probably where I go to. Not that I'm anybody's quarterback guru or I should be making that decision. But I have the benefit of hindsight of seeing the play. And I go, I think that the inside slant should be who you went to. He went to the outside slant, but he threw it with such precision, mm-hmm. such anticipation. And boom, that is a first down play that doesn't happen if you're not excellent in your details there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is a small portion of what I hope is a larger thing of his play, is that's how you elevate in this game for CJ.
Yeah, and that's why I also, like I said, easily talk myself into CJ Stroud, because we talk about the experience of Aaron Rodgers, and it's unparalleled in the NFL right now. But C.J. Stroud is no slouch with experience in these moments and playoffs, as we mentioned. And
comparatively, it's not going to hit,
and
but you're
big
right.
Big games, and as Figgy mentioned earlier, playing in outdoors, cold weather, in big games, et cetera. But I do find this, I'm not going to say I like it necessarily, but I do find it very interesting from the 8-3-2 that Rodgers has a cerebral edge, which no one will disagree. But if he decides he doesn't care about his body, as has been mentioned this week, he's going to be better. And Stroud has to decide that if he gets hit a couple of times, he can't have happy feet the rest of the day. Remember earlier in the year, the body language and he was getting hit a lot and he was running backward. It's going to come down to a lot of that.
I think that's fair. Mm-hmm. Also, and this I've seen this brought up at times during this week as well, how much does that interior of the Pittsburgh defense show up? Because CJ, when he's able to step into throws, is way different than CJ when mm-hmm. he's kind of fading away and things of that nature. One of the things that has been an oddity that I haven't fully figured out, and I need to probably talk to somebody about it, when it comes to CJ Stroud, and sometimes when he misses high,
mm-hmm.
it's such an odd thing. It happened more.
And he did it more toward the end of the year.
He did, but it was kind of in that stretch where week 13, 14, 15, mm-hmm. as opposed to, I don't feel like I saw it as much in the last few weeks of the season, but maybe I need to check into my notes and see how much I documented that.
Yeah.
But I wonder how much of that is when the interior of the pocket, it does not allow him to step forward, and how much of that is actually mechanical versus a mental aspect of trying to put the ball in a place where it's catchable only for your guy and trying to mitigate mistakes.
Yeah.
Actually, that might be a question of it. How much does CJ have a governor in himself
mm-hmm.
of trying to make sure, or weighing the risk benefit assessment of trying to make a big play, but also trying to not turn the football over?
As we're talking here, I'm finding it interesting. I think come Tuesday, it may well be the case where we're going to be like, what were we doing even having that discussion? Either, and it could go either way. Like,
yeah.
CJ does his thing and is the quarterback that we've seen toward the end of the year, and slices and dices and gets out of the pocket and makes big plays. And I'll be sitting here going, what was I thinking? Thinking that Aaron Rodgers might have had the edge.
I feel like he will.
But we could also be like, oh boy, Aaron Rodgers did those Aaron Rodgers things again. You know?
I don't need another one of those in the history books of, yes. Oh man, Aaron Rodgers boogeyman. We have enough of those.
Yeah, yeah.
We have enough of those just on a general concept. But then also, that dude in particular.
Yeah, I know.
I don't need him to have another one. He's had plenty in his career.
Yeah.
I'm still honest. I'm petty enough that I would like to see this be the way that he fades.
He goes out.
I would like to see this be the way that he
could
fades.
End his career, man.
I want it.
Yeah.
I want it. I'm not
his career.
I'm not too big, too small, or whatever the sizing is that is appropriate for what I'm expressing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see it end here for him. And I want to see it end painfully.
Another thing that had me kind of encouraged about CJ Stroud, D'Amico in his press availability is always, he's asked about this player, that he seemed to be even more, not sincere, but more adamant about how good of a practice CJ Stroud had yesterday, how locked in he was. I think it's cut 15, Figgy. If we can get to it, we might have time here in a second. But he, like, I was like, okay, that's not your typical D'Amico. Yeah, it was a good day. We had a good practice.
Yeah.
Do you have it?
Yeah, this is D'Amico Ryans on CJ's mindset compared to the past 2 years.
I think CJ is as prepared as anybody. He's locked in. He's focused. He's ready for this moment. He had a really great day of practice today. He led the team very well, and then he commanded the offense well, threw it really well today. So he's doing all the things it takes for him to play the quarterback position well, and that's all he needs to do.
That's not just me, right?
No.
I mean, you could really hear it.
Without question. Yeah. And it's because it also speaks to the thing that I was talking about earlier. Yes, I am saying that this is a good take because it supports my own take. So go figure. But the idea that they're asking to be excellent in the details. The third thing that he mentioned was threw the ball well.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing he mentioned was he led well.
Yeah.
He had commanded the offense well.
Yeah.
Those are the things that they are looking for excellence from him in, and I think that he's capable of doing it, but he's going to have to do it for sure come Monday. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Excited because I don't think it's rare. Obviously, the quarterback matchup is always going to matter in these things, but it feels like this one is going to be very uniquely something to pay attention to in this game. And yes, 713. They just need to go back and watch Halloween last year and just kick Aaron Rodgers' ass because of that. Like just that alone. The fact that Halloween felt the way it did, enact your revenge on Aaron Rodgers in particular. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next on this Football Friday, we get you our lunchtime confessions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.